morning, everyone. This is Jeffrey Meldon welcoming you to a great Memorial Day weekend edition of Law Talk Live here at the studios of WSKY. I'm here with my co-host, Chris Qualman. How you doing today, Chris?
I'm great, Jeffrey. Hard to believe we're already the end of May. May 28th. I swear it just seems like it was the first of the year, just a couple of weeks ago, it seems like. Still, here we are. We're about to kick off the summer season, and it's been hot, it's been sizzling, and we've been busy.
Yes. Everybody at our office has been really busy, and we're enjoying taking a few days off at Meldon Law, although we are there 24/7. If you call right now, you will be able to talk to an attorney.
That's right. 1-800-373-Chris.
Okay. It's 352-373-8000. You know, it's an interesting story about that number. So I got that number a long time ago, maybe 40 years ago, and then people came out with 800 numbers, and they started to be popular. I'm talking 1991, 92. So I dialed 1-800-373-8000, and it was some company in Iowa that owned that number. It was like... I actually had to dial the numbers around it to figure out who the vendor was. So I figure out who the vendor was. They're in Iowa, and I purchased the same number, 373-8000, with the 800 in front of it, as well as the 352. And I was paying $1 a minute for 800 calls. And back then, people didn't have cell phones. So they were using landlines, so it was really important in order to have an 800 number that people could call. And then MCI bought the company, and it went from $1 a minute down to 10 cents a minute, and I thought that was really cool. And then it evolved even further to where, you know, it became like 2 cents a minute or a penny a minute or something like that. And now... with cell phones, most everybody's got a cell phone plan, and it doesn't matter if they call an 800 number or 352 number. I mean, how many people do you know that primarily use their landline at home?
I can't think of anybody. I stopped doing that a long time ago. But one number I will get right is the number to the studio. The number to the studio today is 877-975-9825. If you have any question for Jeffrey Meldon, we are live in the studio today, Saturday, May 28th, 2022. And we've been talking about a lot of different things here the last couple of weeks. We've been talking about how insurance companies value personal injury cases, how we internally at Meldon Law value PI cases. So whatever your question may be for Jeffrey Meldon, today is the day to make that call. It's a long weekend. A lot of people on the road this weekend, Jeffrey. And to be very candid, it's one of the deadliest weekends of the year. Memorial Day weekend traditionally has been a date where nationwide there have been a lot of crashes, a lot of fatalities, quite sadly. So we want to urge everybody, please, wherever you're driving, wherever you're traveling, use the utmost care and safety as you drive. Look out for the other guy, as the old saying goes. We are open 24/7. You will speak to an attorney. Call us anytime, like Jeffrey said. And we want you to call the program, too. 877-975-9825. What do we want to do to incentivize people to call this morning, Jeffrey?
Well, I think we ought to give away some really neat swag. How's that sound?
We got some neat swag. That's one thing Mr. Meldon specializes in. We've got lots of neat swag. So let's make it a combination. One of our tumblers, we did that last week. And one of our ball caps. We've got some great Meldon Law ball caps with the Gator logo on the front.
Yeah, they're Gator. We call them Gator caps because the Gator is featured on the hat.
Right. So it's really a Gator cap. It's a wonderful Gator cap. You'd probably pay $25-$30 for it at the Gator store. So it's a high-quality Gator cap along with a Gator tumbler. That's what you get for just calling us. So give us a call, 1-877-975-9825.
I got something hot here, Chris. I sent you an article this morning about how interest rates are going up. Allstate has said, we're raising prices aggressively as well as reducing our expenses. I don't know what that mean. They're going to screw their insureds even more not paying?
I can't even imagine. It wouldn't surprise us, certainly. You know, we deal with fighting the insurance companies daily, every single day of the year.
Well, you know why they're raising rates, according to them. Okay, the car repairs and replacement vehicles are more expensive. So insurers are paying longer for rental periods than they used to because there's shortages of body shop technicians and delays in getting repair parts. And in addition to that, traffic fatalities surged in 2021 to a 16-year high.
Well, I think a lot of it may have been people had been off the road for a long time, you know, due to COVID. We had heard about this. I remember we talked about it on the program last year, that it seemed as if once people started getting back on the road, there was a surge in claims, as I think was somewhat expected. But again, you know, we urge people on this program, you preach it from the mountaintop, the critical importance of updating your insurance coverages constantly and sitting down with a professional.
Yeah, but I think the insurance companies are manipulating the statistics. I mean, traffic fatalities were the highest in 16 years. But think about this. What's the increased population now compared to 16 years ago?
Exactly.
So if all of a sudden fatalities are equal to what they were 16 years ago, but 16 years ago our population was 10% less, that means that traffic fatalities haven't surged the way Allstate's claiming that they have.
It's a great point.
You know, it should be fatalities per population, so per million or per thousand or whatever. Anyhow, look, the insurance companies are smarter than we are. They're trying to raise their rates so they can make more profit, right?
That's exactly right.
But, however... It makes it all the more important that if you see an increase in your insurance rates, you know, don't cut your uninsured motorist coverage because you're trying to save money. That's the point I want to make.
You know, it's interesting. Just this week, a very close friend of mine realized that she had uninsured motorist coverage for a crash that happened more than a year ago. She thought she had declined it. And in fact, when she inquired a little bit further, she had not declined it. In fact, has a significant amount of uninsured motorist coverage. So fortunately, she now has a claim that she didn't realize she has for some bodily injury coverage because the person who caused the crash was uninsured. And this is the tragedy we see. It's heartbreaking day in and day out in our office, and I'm sure in those who do the type of work we do would say the same thing. So many people call and there just isn't coverage. That's why you must get uninsured motorist coverage. We'll be right back after 60 seconds. See, I said it right this time. And you are listening to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law. I am live with Jeffrey Meldon today. My name is Chris Qualman. We'll be right back.
In 1971, we established the Meldon Law Firm, and since that time, the firm has been dedicated to getting the justice our clients deserve after being seriously injured in an accident. Our commitment to this community is paramount, and we won't back down in representing our clients. Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. Welcome back to Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law, and I'm here with my co-host Chris Qualman. Chris, last week we were talking about what goes into valuing cases. You know, it's interesting because people see TV and radio ads, and I got a million, and I got 2 million, and I got 500,000. But there's a dirty secret about that, right?
There sure is. What you don't see is when you see that person up there from the neck up, you know, giving their testimonial, they very well could be in a wheelchair, they could be missing a limb. You know, while we understand why other attorneys run those kinds of ads, they are very misleading because they create a misconception that all cases have a level of value like that. In fact, they don't.
Well, more than that, it hurts the consumer because they don't make the best choices as far as the law firms that they want to go with because they think you know, if we publicized every big verdict or settlement that we got, you know, it would be no different than what you see on TV. However, we try to give realistic evaluations. And number one character that's important in evaluating case is, what is the policy limits? What's the available insurance? And then you go into, well, was the other person at fault, meaning liability? And then most importantly, what are your damages? Damages mean, you know, were you injured? Were you seriously injured? Did you have injections? Did you have surgery? Did you lose a limb? Were you put into a wheelchair? What are the long-term effects of the surgery that you have? There's a million different things go in. So you can have $1 million case with 10,000 worth of insurance. And in that case, you have a $10,000 case. On the other hand, you can have $1 million worth of insurance, but the person, thank God, isn't injured, and then you might have a $10,000 case.
Exactly. Jeffrey, I have a question I want to ask you because it's something that we encounter frequently. How does property damage tie into the valuation of the injury? And here's what I mean by that. I know I've heard you say many times how insurance adjusters they want to look at that picture of the property damage. In your negotiation of cases, how do you factor in the property damage in evaluating the injury side of the case?
Well, look, if you have a very minor fender bender in a parking lot in front of Publix, right, and there's a scratch on each car, that's a lot tougher case to say that the injuries that resulted from that minor collision were that the injuries were related to that crash. The person may have a bad neck or a bad back, but it's certainly a tougher argument, and that's what the defense lawyer is going to argue in court, is that, you know, yeah, this person may have needed neck surgery, however, it wasn't caused by the crash. On the other hand, if it's a major crash and your car's totaled or turned over three times or whatever, that's a lot easier argument to make that this crash caused either the injuries suffered, new injuries, or an aggravation to a pre-existing condition. And remember, Chris, that the people that have prior injuries are the most likely to be seriously injured in a crash.
Exactly. And I think also the point needs to be made that even in what are called low-impact collisions, there are still situations where a low-impact collision can cause serious personal injury. They are tougher cases, no doubt about it. And there are biomechanical engineers, crash reconstruction engineers, who can look at a case like that and still say, look, you know, there still was enough force, there still was enough impact, even at a low speed, to where there was a coup contra coup injury, a whiplash injury. Those are tougher.
Well, look, I hear people tell me that they herniated a disc because they coughed hard. And if you go talk to orthopedic surgeons, they'll tell you that that happens. That, you know, the kind of force it takes to mess up a neck or back, or your shoulder or whatever, your knee doesn't necessarily have to be a huge force. I was walking out of the house the other day and, you know, slipped on a step and stretched my leg. And for about 2 weeks, I had a, you know, bad left knee strain, you know, and thank goodness, you know, went away. However, that's just an example of how you can be injured without having any significant force.
I think what we want to say and what we will say to our listeners is, if you have a situation where you've been in a crash, you're concerned it's a low impact crash, come talk to us. We've got engineers that we work with. Jeffrey, you know, 51 years of experience, you can't put a price tag on. I know you've dealt with a lot of low impact collisions. There's still a case there.
Yeah. I mean, Chris and I are always interested in whether or not people have a trailer hitch on the back of their car, because if you're rear-ended and the car in front of you smashes into your trailer hitch, your bumper may have minimal damage to it, and then you get a picture of the other car, and the other car's got $5,000 or $6,000 damage to their front end, and you know, let the insurance company argue that there was no force going into the vehicle it struck.
Want to remind our listeners to give us a call. You've got Jeffrey Meldon live on the air in the studio. He can't go anywhere. He has to answer your question. So give us a call toll free, 1-877-975-9825. We are giving away to every caller a Meldon Law tumbler along with a Gator baseball cap. Got the Gator logo on it. It's a beautiful cap. You'd pay good money for it at the Gator apparel store. So give us a call. You win just for calling the tumbler and the cap. Jeffrey, let's talk a little bit about treaters, the type of treaters that people go to when a case first starts, because I hear this question all the time from a new client. They've been in a crash, whether it's a rear end, whether it's a T-bone, whatever the nature of the collision may be. They call us. They need to see somebody. How do you answer that question when they want to know where to go?
Well, so the answer is that you want to go somewhere where they're skilled in treating injuries that are suffered in motor vehicle crashes or slips and falls or whatever. Most primary care physicians are not equipped to provide regular care. So there's specialists within the medical field that are designed to treat injuries. You know, a lot of times they'll have a physical therapy staff, and they'll work with people, particularly in the first 3 or 4 months, to try to get them back to square one.
Exactly. I know I've heard you use the term multidisciplinary clinic, a clinic that has, you know, maybe a medical doctor associated with it. You've got neurologists associated with it. You've got physical therapists, chiropractic treatment, osteopathic treatment, whatever the case may be. Definitely a clinic that's, like you said, specializes in the evaluation and treatment of auto accident injuries. And, you know, not to knock primary care physicians, you know, they're wonderful and they fulfill a very vital need, even in the types of cases we handle. Certainly, stay in close touch with your PCP, but finding a treater that provides trauma-based treatment is familiar is very critical.
Yeah, and we're familiar with those facilities in Florida, North Central Florida in particular, and we know who does a really good job because we hear back from our clients. And our clients will, you know, rave about certain places and they say, well, God, they were great. They didn't make me wait. They're very nice. They treated me. They made me feel better. When you start hearing that from people, you go, oh, okay, that's really important feedback, right?
My producer, our producer, Rob, is nodding to us. We have a caller on the line. Who do we have, Rob?
We've got Doug.
Hello, Doug. How are you doing today?
Good morning, guys. Doing pretty good. Hey, I had a question for both of you, especially Jeffrey. I remember the state legislature was considering maybe making some changes to the Florida laws regarding car insurance in the state of Florida. And I don't know if they – I never heard anything about, did they finally do something in the last session about what's required? And if so, when does that go into effect? Because I'm getting ready to renew here in about a month.
Okay, the bill overwhelmingly passed both the House and the Senate in the state of Florida, and it was vetoed by the governor because, in my opinion, an election is coming up, and he didn't want insurance rates to rise temporarily because it would be the people that would have their rates rise were the people that had the lowest cost insurance, the minimum coverage that provides just property damage for the other car and some personal injury protection. Those rates would go up. The rates that would come down were going to be the people that were responsible, that got good coverage to protect both them and other people, which means good bodily injury liability coverage and also good uninsured motorist coverage. Those folks would have their rates go down. Now, there's a lot more poor people down in South Florida that have minimal coverage and in some of the other cities because basically, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck and they don't have the money to buy a quality product. So the bottom line is there's not going to be any change for a while. Don't count on it, even though you know, last year it was overwhelmingly supported by everybody. Remember, Florida is the only state out of the 50 states in the United States that doesn't have either mandatory bodily injury liability coverage or uninsured motorist coverage or both. So we are the albatross, and we're weird here. However, politics is a strange bird. My advice is the law's not going to change anytime soon. Go get with your insurance carrier. Make sure you have lots of bodily injury liability and uninsured motorist coverage. And if you get uninsured motorist coverage and you have two or more cars, make sure you get stacked coverage, meaning you get double or triple or quadruple the coverage based on how many vehicles you have insured under one policy.
Doug, that was an excellent question. We very much appreciate you calling. We've got to cut to a break. We'll be back with our third and final segment on Law Talk Live, brought to you by Meldon Law, statewide law firm with its primary office in Gainesville, also with offices in Ocala, South Florida, and now in Lake City, Florida. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community. Our Veterans Making a Difference program honors the over 20,000 veterans in North Central Florida. We're here for our veterans, our community, and we'll be there when you need someone on your side after a serious accident. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. Welcome back to Law Talk Live here at the studio, and we are live. And, hey, this weekend, right now, as a matter of fact, the Gators are playing Alabama in the SEC baseball tournament, and the Gators have won two in a row. And if we win today, then we're going to be playing some tough teams, either Texas A&M, who kicked our butts earlier in the week, 10 to nothing, woo, and then Tennessee, which is the number one team in the country. However, we got a chance.
Jeffrey, let me ask you this. If the Gators win today, what do you think the chances are we might host a sub-regional?
Yeah, it's called a regional, not a sub-regional. Okay. But the chances would be enhanced. Really, what there's 16 host schools. Florida's been a regional host for many years. And they're going to look at what the other team's RPI rankings are. Right now, the Gators' RPI ranking is somewhere around 21 in the country. Remember, there's 16 teams that host the baseball. This is the NCAA baseball tournament, the national championship tournament, so that they would be qualifying to be a host team. The advantage, of course, is you're playing at home and you're more likely to go into the round of 16 if you win among the four teams in each regional. So I think if we win today, our chances are, you know, maybe one out of three. If we win today and then we win our next game, which would either be tonight or tomorrow, then I think you're talking about a very good chance that we would host a regional.
I'd sure love to see some more baseball here in Gainesville, and certainly wish the best to the Gators. Tune that in after this radio show is over and cheer on the Gators.
Yeah, it's on the SEC Network on TV or on 850, you know, W. What is it? What's the call letter?
850 WRUF.
WRUF, yeah. 850 AM. Yeah. Okay.
And very unusual situation you were telling me before we went on the air with the softball team as well. They're in the middle of a game and it got suspended.
Yeah. The Lady Gators are in the national tournament, the NCAA softball tournament, and they were losing 6-0 in the sixth inning, and they suspended the game. So, but they only play seven innings in women's softball. So I'm not too, encouraged by their position right now.
And this is a must-win for the Lady Gators.
Yes.
It's either win or go home. Well, let's cheer on those Lady Gators those last couple of innings. Who knows? You know, they've shown a lot of flash and greatness throughout the course of this year and in the past. So we'll see how they do.
Well, this is a super regional that they're in now. See, they did win the regional, and we hosted, which is important because that's what we're trying to get for our baseball team.
Want to remind everybody, we still have a few minutes left in the program. If you have a question for Jeffrey Meldon, give us a call toll free at 1-877-975-9825. Just for calling, we'll be giving you a Meldon Law tumbler, hot and cold tumbler, and a Gator baseball cap. You'll love the Gator baseball cap. It's got the Gator logo right on the front, and can't beat a swag bag like that. Jeffrey, just to kind of go back to what we were talking about on valuation of cases, one argument I know the insurance companies love to throw at us, even if liability isn't in question, they love to throw that causation argument at us, saying, well, how can you prove to us that this crash really caused those injuries? How do you deal with those types of challenges from the insurance company?
Well, you get prior records from the different doctors that folks have had. And the best argument is that, a person who was previously injured is more likely to be injured in a crash than somebody who is in perfect health. You know, you see it when there's serious crashes and the kids in the car come out unscathed, and the older people wind up getting seriously injured.
Yeah, we've seen that many times. Kids sometimes they're like a rubber ball. You know, they just can absorb it and they can bounce back much better than we older adults can. The issue also on when it comes to causation, like you said, the having a pre-existing injury does not hurt. In fact, you get a jury instruction. Is that correct?
Yes.
If you go to trial?
You can, in the state of Florida, an aggravation to a pre-existing condition or a pre-existing injury is compensable, meaning that the jury can find that, you had a bad neck and you went 3 years without any treatment, and now all of a sudden you're in bad shape. So the amount of force required to re-aggravate an injury is much less than a new injury.
We've only got a little over a minute left. There's the music. I just want to congratulate everybody who this past week were recognized at our Scholar Athlete Banquet, another outstanding event. How many years have you been doing that, Jeffrey?
24. Next year is 25, and both of our winners are going to the military academies. The male winner's going to West Point, and the female winner's going to the Air Force Academy. So we're very proud of our Meldon Law Scholar Athletes, and we're going to be back with you next week for Law Talk Live. And all I can say is, go
Gators!
From the Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.